for him with the beautiful roses.
Okay, so, because we're not recording, you know.
But we are recording.
Or not. Same time.
I don't want to stop it.
Don't stop it.
I woke up and wished that I was dead, with an aching in my head. I lay motionless in bed. I thought of you and where you'd gone. Let the world spin by now.
Hey, this is Justin.
This is Bruce.
And this is Mike.
Then you're listening to the Break-Ins, baby! Ow!
Crash!
Episode 46.
Series 4, Issue 6.
For those collecting the whole set.
Volume 4, Issue 6. That's how this is working.
That was Version 4.
Version
6.
Say Virgin or Version?
There's no Virgins here.
So, one of the things we're thinking about talking about.
Yeah, for the second time.
For this week. Or this podcast was a legacy.
Yes.
Due to the fact that I spent a little time in the old hospital.
We thought you were going to die.
Yeah, I thought I was going to die. Turned out I'm going to die. Just not anytime soon.
Maybe.
Right.
We're all going to die eventually.
Yeah, but you had a scare.
I had a scare. I went to the hospital and I had swollen lymph nodes, and they discovered more swollen lymph nodes on my chest. So they thought maybe possibly lymphoma or an infection. Turns out it was an infection. I'm not sure what kind, still.
Just an infection?
Just infected. And now I do actually have a cold, sore throat. But it is not lymphoma, which is thought. Now, one of the things that, you know, while in the hospital, thinking I could possibly die sooner than I thought, was, you know, what I would want to do with Tim Rises. You know, what I want to, like, write something down and give it to you guys, or you know. And Bruce also brought this up, that, you know, this is something that he had thought about as well. There's two people thinking the same thing, just talking about it later on.
Now, Mike doesn't think about things like this.
Well, you know, because you did visit me in the hospital.
I did.
Right. And,
with my wife.
Yeah.
I brought you books.
Yeah, you brought me, I had to bring those back.
I offered to bring you food.
I mean, I need to bring you books back.
Whatever. Offered to bring you food, didn't I?
Yeah. Thank you.
Who loves you, buddy?
Bruce.
Yeah, that's right. I like it when you moan before you say my name. It's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Bruce.
So, Mike? Legacy.
Yeah.
You still there, buddy?
Yeah, oh, no, I'm listening.
Legacy.
What? You're asking me?
Have you thought about this at all?
Yeah.
Often, you know, I mean, I mean, you know, I have a disease for the rest of my life, so you never know, like, what could happen with it. So, I mean,
you're always throwing your diabetes in our face. Look at me, I'm diabetic.
I hope you're writing notes, Mike.
Justin is probably the biggest part of that book, so I think I wouldn't be too concerned about it. Honestly.
You wouldn't want to try to continue it without it? You wouldn't want to try to complete it?
Oh, you, like, oh, I thought you were asking me, like, if I was dying, like, if what I want Justin to complete it is, I thought you were asking.
Well, I think that would be yes, too.
Yes, I would.
And I think that may just be enough motivation for Justin to get back to work on it.
Mike's dying. I should get to work on this book.
Sometime.
Okay. Now, Ray's been dead to us for a while.
I still talk to him every now and then.
He's a gift.
That's for working on the books.
What's that?
As for working on the books,
it'd be really weird to work on Tim without you, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, if you wanted me to, I would definitely do it. But if it was just, like, left there with no real idea or whatever, I don't think I could. You know what I mean? Like, if you were said, like, I want to see, you know, this. I want this done. You know, like, if it's your request to me, then, yeah, it's definitely happening. But, it would be hard to want to work on it without you.
I think that if Justin, if he would have found out, like, hey, you know, guys, I got cancer, I would have instantly thought of, you know, about some sort of you know, let's get everyone together and, you know, how do we raise money for this? Because you've got an ever-expanding family.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I want to take care of them. And not like a tribute book or something, but like, you know, what skills do we all have? What can we bring together? And what can we do for our poor little buddy here?
Exactly.
And in that way, I think, you know, even with you being alive and potentially just really sick,
mm-hmm.
I said, you know, let's get this shit going, man. You know, I want you to have some sort of nice, you know, completed, hard-bound thing that you can leave behind, and mm-hmm. you know, your girls can read and be like, you know, this is what was important to my dad, and this is the story he wanted to tell, and you know, these are the characters that were bouncing around in his head, and this is the man that I come from.
Hmm.
And now you're getting deep on legacy.
And I'm not sure I would ever want Kim Rising apologist.
Well, then maybe
my dying story.
Maybe you should devote the rest of your life to something else, then.
I would definitely come up screaming. Sorry, Mike.
You wouldn't bring back...
It was my death story. No, I wouldn't bring anything back.
You wouldn't bring Seller and Plain Jane?
He's like new.
That's the message you want to live for?
Do something. I would approach it as, and what haven't I done? And then go from there.
Okay.
Something different.
That's the Final Frontier, kind of?
Yeah, I might do like a space comic.
That's not what I meant.
That's never going to happen.
Oh, okay.
I hate Mike.
What about you, Bruce? If you were to, you know.
I've always thought, I think I mentioned this once or twice to Ralphie. I always thought if I died, like whatever project I was in the middle of working on, whether it was important or not, I'd want it finished by somebody,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I think the two obvious choices to finish would be you and Eric.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, the mm-hmm. two of you know me well enough to know how I would have drawn or, you know, how poorly I would have written something.
Now, would you want us to draw it like in your style or try to take it from?
Wouldn't matter as long as the story was finished.
Okay.
Because I think it would, it haunts me as a person, you know, a living human being. It bothers me when I don't complete things. So I can only imagine as a disembodied clump of electromagnetic energy
mm-hmm.
that has nothing but time on his hands, or no hands whatsoever, just time, that would drive me crazy.
Hmm.
Now, like, what happens if you were, like a beraged spirit, you know, and you'd constantly be working on it, just furniture flying around down your office.
Like a constructive poltergeist?
Yeah, exactly. Just so angry. I wish I could draw, and you could Swayze the chair, but you can't like get the pen to pick up or something.
That's horseshit. I think if Swayze would have just practiced a little more, hell, he made a penny slide across the room, right?
Right.
Yeah, he could have picked up a pencil. Give him a couple months. That was a pansy. Really? Nothing? You guys are going to defend Swayze?
No, I'm not defending. He's dead. I mean, what do you want
to say? Yeah, he's really dead. Like, Swayze's really dead. Yeah. Not like, we're not in, like, Ghost movie where he was dead in the movie.
I'm making fun of the movie.
Yeah, but he's really dead.
And I guess that's a shame.
Ain't that a shame?
I never knew the guy. He was fine in Donnie Darko.
Well, there you go.
That was a horrible movie for him.
He played a religious pedophile.
He was good at Outsiders.
I don't. I've never seen that.
Okay,
Roadhouse? I've seen Roadhouse.
Dirty Dancing.
I've never seen Dirty Dancing.
Nobody puts Baby in the
car. Oh, Red Dawn.
I did not like Red Dawn.
Which one? Ooh.
No, he wasn't in the new one. He was dead.
I know.
He might have been in the background or something.
They shut swimming in the cemetery.
Oh, brother.
There was a lens flare, like, that's Swayze.
Legacy!
So, Justin.
Right. I had thought about, like, writing Tim down all the notes and giving it to you guys.
You should!
Yeah. And that would probably then, like, motivate me to do more than I've done with Tim in the last year.
I have a tiny notebook.
Right.
In my bag.
Mm-hmm.
If I die. Hmm. It has all my ideas for the rest of Iron and Ink.
Uh-huh.
It has all my ideas for mine and Mike's space fantasy. I call it a fantasy, not because that's not the genre. It's a fantasy that we're ever going to do.
If it makes you feel any better, I do think about it often a lot. It's usually when I'm at work and I have no reason, no way to write anything down.
Think about caving your forehead in with a shovel. Quite often, too. Do you think? You think that'll amount to anything one day?
Nope. All right. Just me dead and a legacy of nothing. So there you go.
Legacy of disappointment.
Yeah.
Hey, remember Mike?
Yep, glad he did. Written down.
I love you, Mike.
So
you have several ones?
Yeah, I have notes of the Tim stuff. It's on Facebook.
You guys were working on this at some point, right?
Yeah, but then I got like...
Did Mike make you angry?
No. Justin has a...
Can't answer that, Mike. You don't know if you made him angry.
Maybe I did make Justin angry. I don't know. I thought you were asking me.
What's that?
Did Mike touch you inappropriately?
Yes. Just like in Donnie Darko.
Can you tell me on your Scooby-Doo t-shirt where he touched you?
You just reminded me of Family Guy yet again, where they were doing Touched by an Angel, and there's a boy in Jerry, and he's like, "Now, where did the angel touch you?"
I don't find that amusing one.
It's
I mean, that's kind of like religious blasphemy.
Michael Landon was a good man.
Yeah.
I don't care. It doesn't bother me one way or the other.
I have no idea if he was a good man.
He was in heaven. He was a good man.
He was an old man.
Joe. And he was also a Little John Bonanza, and they had a Chinese
Don't forget
slave.
About Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All those kids out of college.
He had a legacy. We don't have a legacy.
Did he have a legacy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, this is really depressing.
Let's go back to, and I think we touched on something, and we were all terrified to talk about it anymore. But let's go back to what our children will think of what we've done.
Thought I had to do something else then.
me saying that about Tim, I'm like, okay, you know, this is what you're going to be handing down. You did not seem comfortable with that.
No, I mean.
I think if you look at my work, good and bad, with Eric or somebody or by myself, it all is representative of me and a time period and a frame of mind. Is it all good? No. Is very much of it great? No, not really. But it's true to how I was feeling at the time. True to what I was thinking at the time. I have no shame in my work when it comes to passing it on to Craig. Now, is it age appropriate for a 2.5-year-old? Hell no.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, give him 10 years or so. And I'm like, hey, Daddy wrote and drew this when he was angry at somebody. Daddy wrote and drew this when he was frustrated by the success of others. Daddy wrote and drew this when he was, disappointed in himself.
You know, I would say for the most part, I think the free council cases I do, I'm most proud of.
Yeah. Those are really endearing. Those are just your heart on paper.
So that's, I think if I were to be something, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
And like I said, I had this really good idea for the next one. I'm not sure if I'm going to do it now. Change of events happened, so.
You lived.
Yeah, I know.
I think he's more referring to the child that's going to be there in the next week.
I don't know. I think he's still... He's
just not one for Jim. Like,
oh.
I thought of the comic book. I'll talk to you guys about it after we.
Okay. You want to just hang up with Mike? You just want to talk to me about it? I know you.
No, I'll talk to both of you. No, about it. We're coming up on a break anyhow.
Okay. Legacy.
I would want you guys to try to finish Tim. You know, like I would at least some way finish Tim. At least if it was just the first. Freaking sixth issue, you know. Yeah. That's all.
And we will.
So. All right. Good.
If something happens, if not just on our own.
Randomly one day next year, Jim or at Jim City. Hey, by the way, Justin, look what we did.
we just slide it over into your stack of comics. What's this guy?
This is next update. I'm on like page 10 of Tim Rising the Chronologist. Here's a bunch of pages I've done.
You know, it would be even better if it was completely in line with what you were going to do.
Uh huh. Right.
Just by habit. Hello. You know who I hate?
Mike
Adams.
All right. Well, we're gonna take a break.
Okay.
Anyhow, because Mike's chosen us to take a break now, so we'll be back.
Oh, I.
Hey.
No, we're on a break.
Scott keeps saying you're
you hated me. What the hell?
Because you were gone.
I couldn't help it. I don't know what happened.
Well, I heard you say hello, and then it said, Mike Adams has disconnected.
We're coming back
in
a minute.
Okay. Stopping. Bye.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Howard Chaykin, Stan Sakai, and Joe Staten.
Howard Chaykin, Stan Sakai, and Joe Staten, who?
Howard Chaykin, Stan Sakai, and Joe Staten, who will be at the Gem City Comic Con with many more great guests on March 23rd and 24th, now at the Meta Center.
It's no joke. The Gem City Comic Con is the best show in the Midwest, yo.
GemCityComicCon.com.
Hey, we're back for round two.
Woo!
Welcome back.
So, what's going on with the Green Lantern books, Mike?
We're not talking about Green Lantern.
I went back and listened to that. I sound so incompetent. I know so little. And fine with that.
Real quick, though, Mike. Real quick. Is there a new creative team on Green Lantern?
There's like six new creative teams.
They're all the Green Lantern. Okay, I got the list in front of me. I'll give you the whole rundown. Okay, Robert Vendetti is taking over Green Lantern. He does Exo Manowar right now for Valiant. Okay, Billy Tan's the artist. Green Lantern Corps is, I don't know how to even say his last name, Joshua Vailkov. I think he's the guy.
It's Fiaco.
The guy who does iVampire, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Bernard Chang, Green Lantern.
It's Cliff Chang I like, right?
Wonder Woman, yes.
Yeah, and Fiaco, I think it's I worked for the guy. His name was spelled the same way. He pronounced it Fiaco.
Take your word for it.
He's moved up. I mean, he was a shitty little independent guy.
Right.
So I don't know his work well enough to respect it, but I'm proud of him for coming from nowhere. It's slightly interesting.
10 seconds left.
Green Lantern's New Guardians is Justin Jordan, which I don't know who he is, and Brad Walker, and then Red Lantern's. What's that?
I like Brad Walker. Did some good things on Guardians of the Galaxy. Go.
There you go. And Red Lantern's Fiakov and Alessandro Vitti is doing Red Lantern stuff.
Awesome.
So there you go.
Our Green Lantern update.
One last thing. None of those were what we wanted. None of those were our dream team choices. Pretty disappointed in DC for going the direction they went.
I don't know about that. I don't know much of their work, so I guess I kind of have to wait and see. I haven't picked up anything in a long time, so I don't really know in general.
Okay, moving on. Green Lantern's dead.
All right.
he just snorted like a little pig man.
Let's talk about what else. They killed off Damian Wayne.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
But they didn't do it by phone.
People did not get the vote on that.
I think it's crappy that they killed him.
But to my understanding, Grant Morrison has had this plan for a while. Like, he did not mean that. I understand you don't care, but at the same point in time, this is what he kind of wanted to do. I still hear you saying I don't care.
That was the next logical step in Batman.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, he has a son. His son's a little evil.
The funny thing is, when you get the first issue of Batman Inc., it's like, oh, hey, this takes place before the New 52. So, when I look at it, I'm like, oh, so this doesn't count in, like, today's thing. But no, this is a real thing. Like, Damian's dead in every book. So I was really flabbergasted by that more than anything.
I think that's a bad decision.
All right. Next.
You didn't have an opinion on it.
He loves Damian Wayne.
I only liked him when he was with Dick Grayson.
Out of all the Robins they could have killed, though, why kill the interesting one?
I don't think he's interesting when he's with Bruce.
I think he's interesting when he's with anyone, especially the cow. This is bad cow.
Okay. Next subject. This is not on the list. They canceled Clone Wars.
They canceled Green Lantern.
Hold on. That's
can't talk about Green Lantern.
No, they technically canceled Clone Wars, but there's a possibility that it's moving to one of Disney's sister stations now.
I don't think that would be the case.
You don't think so?
No, because in a second press release, they mentioned the fact that they canceled it because they don't want to dilute the properties.
Okay. Now, I understand that, and I should do, like, hey, you don't want to overkill, too. I understand that, but and I haven't seen the last two episodes. I kind of know what's kind of happened from different things I saw on Facebook. and everything. I tried to avoid it, but I was sick. Yeah. I don't have Facebook. But
Facebooking with this
Star Wars Clone Wars comes up.
The actual show.
Not the show, but the, updates.
Okay.
Things just happened. And then someone else said, oh, I can't believe it just happened. Yeah. So whatever. I tried to avoid it. Didn't happen. Fortunately, I saw some stuff.
I started watching Nicholas Crichton. Watched it.
So.
He liked that, and he liked Green Lantern, and he didn't care much for Young Justice. All three of Young Justice are gone, which I think is weird for Cartoon Network. Because they canceled them on Saturday. Saturday was the last time they were airing. They usually would play them on Sunday morning. Sunday morning, I come down to watch cartoons of Crichton. It's like Beyblade and some sort of horrible Yu-Gi-Oh! Spinoff. Like, why would you replace them with that? Another thing, I think, somewhere, I guess, people who have had bad taste, Green Lantern fans. I think it's weird that, so they're worried about diluting the product, the movie that's coming out. Well, the movie's not coming out for another 3 years?
Possibly, maybe longer.
Yeah, exactly. Why are you worried about diluting it now? Well, you have plenty of time to steer your pre-existing property into the new property. Because with it canceled, you now have nothing that says Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars for 3 years.
Maybe they want to get people, really, excited.
Yeah.
By not having nothing.
Has that worked for Star Trek? Are more people excited about the second Star Trek movie, or are more people disappointed that there isn't a weekly fix?
I don't know. I know a lot of people that are pretty geeked for this new movie.
Yeah, but wouldn't those same people be pretty geeked if there was something on every week?
That was their complaint was with Star Trek the last,
Enterprise?
Enterprise and Nemesis.
Yeah.
Was that it was too much?
It was watered down?
Yeah.
Well, I think the problem with Enterprise was it was Enterprise.
All right.
It's unwatchable.
Speaking of Star Trek, Into Darkness.
Yeah.
That brings me to that next segment, upcoming movies.
Yes. There are some movies coming up next.
There are a couple movies always coming up next. Thank you. They do that weekly.
They come up, they go away. Yeah.
Let's go through the list here.
I don't have a list.
I do.
Carry on.
Star Trek Into Darkness, we've talked about.
I'm excited about it. Curious. I wish they'd just kind of tell us who Benedict Cumberbatch is.
I like that. It's something they just put up on JoeBlow.com tonight about that. Which for you is not tonight, listening to this, but
yeah.
It was tonight when we recorded this.
Did they say who he is?
No, they said they didn't want to.
That's weird to me.
They said they wanted you to not know, so that way it's not. You find out now, and then a couple months later, you.
I'm a bit disappointed by the second trailer, the PG trailer, the kid approved trailer.
Yeah.
Makes it but Kirk loses the ship again. How many times can he get demoted?
Apparently twice.
That's weird.
Oh, do you have an opinion, Mike?
No, I'm just thinking. Go ahead.
Iron Man 3.
Starfleet history.
Iron Man 3.
No interest.
A lot of interest.
Nope.
Why no interest, Bruce?
I've seen Iron Man 1 and 2. Not a huge fan of them. I don't like Iron Man as a character still. Sorry.
Different writer, different director?
The guy in the suit.
Okay. I'm excited to see it.
I'm going to go see it because it's probably going to have some kind of cool tie-in thing to the next Avengers movie, so.
Probably. And, I'll read the spoilers.
Have you seen the new trailer for it yet?
I've seen all the trailers.
Mike, did you see the new trailer for it?
No, not recently.
Oh, you're missing out. Pretty cool thing at the end.
I'll see it when it comes out on disc or something.
Speaking of coming out on disc, have you seen Amazing Spider-Man yet?
Nope.
Okay. You're missing out.
Don't need to.
Okay, it's really good, Bruce. I'm not the lie, buddy.
You and Sam Raimi liked it.
I don't know.
All right.
Not my favorite.
Bruce, I own it. I will let you borrow it if you so desire. But I'm telling you, it's actually a pretty solid film, buddy.
If
you watch it, we can review it.
It could be good. It made money and all that, but it's not necessary for me.
All right.
I've seen Spider-Man.
You won't have any interest in Amazing Spider-Man 2?
No. Why would I?
I don't know.
A continuation of the story I had no interest in.
I don't know. Maybe. Just checking.
Nice.
Well, there's still time.
Imagine something you don't want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to see that?
I don't know.
It's paint drying part two.
Sometimes sequels can be better than the originals.
Like Jaws?
No, not like Jaws.
That's a really bad example.
Even like Jaws 2 is
not like Back to the Future. Thing.
Hey. Back to the Future 2 is really good.
Well, Star Trek 2 versus Star Trek 1.
Yeah, true. Got me there. Got me there.
Okay, what else do you have?
Evil Dead 2 versus Evil Dead.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oblivion?
What about it? Anything? Oh, is that with Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
That looks pretty good.
Does he run in the trailer?
There's some running.
There's a lot of running. Why do you not like him running? I can't remember.
It's something Scott Simmons pointed out to us when he was on the podcast. He keeps his arms straight, like he's a little robot man.
That's Scientology running.
Is that Oblivion looks interesting just for the fact that Morgan Freeman looks like a badass.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard to do.
Yeah. I'm kind of interested in that, but it looks like a weird mix of... everyone's already compared it to WALL-E, but it does look... All the technology looks WALL-E-based, and it's Tom Cruise.
I've never heard that WALL-E reference.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Me neither.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's all over the internet.
But intro, what?
The web.
I don't know what that is. Spider-Man's
web? Spider-Man.
The Amazing Spider-Man?
Huh. Mark Webb's in full. It looks okay, but it doesn't... I can't imagine that's a movie that's going to bring anything new to the playing field.
G.I. Joe 2?
I'm kind of interested in that.
It looks like what they should have done with G.I. Joe 1.
Yeah.
But, like, more closer to the cartoon as well.
Yeah. G.I. Joe 1, I think I had such low expectations going into that. That was an entertaining movie for me.
I like G.I. Joe 1, but I think this makes it look more like G.I. Joe. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
No, it makes complete sense.
Okay. Yeah.
You're missing, I think, the biggest movie that I think I'm more excited for than anything, and that's Pacific Rim.
Yeah, Godzilla versus
Mechas? Or what I call them, it's not Godzilla. Kizro? Kizro?
Kaiju.
Kaiju.
Kaiju, yeah.
Yeah.
Gojira?
Kaiju. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of based on, that's what Godzilla's based on to begin with, but yeah, Guillermo del Toro's basically his appreciation for old school like robot anime and monster movies and everything. So yeah, I'm pretty excited for that.
It looks like it's going to be beautiful to stare at. I can't imagine an amazing story coming out of this.
You never know. He's a good storyteller, man.
He is, and I respect him as a filmmaker. But it just looks like, hey, special effects.
I can live with that too if he knows how to craft a really good movie, so I'll go see it.
My money's a little too rare nowadays for me to just go out and pay for a light show. Maybe I'm an old man.
No, you have a good point. Money is tight and movies are expensive.
Yeah.
Very expensive.
Unless you want to you can go see a movie at the Danbury on Tuesdays from like noon to four for $1. So all those unemployed people. What else? Keep it going.
Oh.
The sequel to The Hobbit comes out, I think, in November or something like that.
Yeah, and then they push the other one back to the next November.
Went and see.
What?
Yeah.
Went and see the first one, enjoyed it.
I've not seen it yet.
We will see the second one in the theater because my wife is passionate.
Do you think I should wait for the extended edition or just check out the regular theater?
I don't think they're going to do an extended edition.
They are doing an extended edition.
Don't.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
You're positive.
Positive.
Don't. It's extended enough.
I like extension. I like the extended edition of Lord of the Rings.
It's extended
enough. But then I would have no idea what I'm not
there's
seeing.
There's no point.
So at least if I see the theatrical and watch the extended.
Take that extra 20 minutes and draw something.
No, but I like it. So
I like it when you draw.
I'm not wrong.
Is that some sort of resolution?
New Year's resolution. I'm not drawing. Yeah, that's my New Year's resolution.
In March.
Well, what else we got?
What's on the list? Let's burn through.
Not much. I won't be doing the next two podcasts. Nothing diabolical about it.
Yeah, we proved that Skype is faulty.
Did we just start recording?
Next one will probably be a Gem City Comic Con review.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I have no...
Doesn't matter.
Say anything.
Doesn't matter.
You can always get a guest.
You're quitting comics, now you're quitting the podcast. Mm-hmm.
Not quitting the podcast. And the next one, I have no...
So
nothing
you are quitting comics?
Yes. That's my name.
You heard it here.
I'm quitting comics.
He's getting into,
nothing.
Needlepoint?
No, I'm not getting anything.
Potholder collector?
Kaijus.
Kaiju? I'm all about the kaiju now, guys. I'm breeding some giant dinosaurs.
But yeah, so.
So you're not going to be here for the next two.
I will not be. Well, yeah, we, you know, how we did record these things, but yeah.
Mike, are you going to hide out in Springfield? Are you going to travel down? Or?
I guess it'll depend on when we decide to do it, because if we're going to try to cram it in at the end of this month, then I'll probably have to do Skype, but if not, I can probably make my way down there in the beginning part.
I have no idea when we'll do it.
I really look forward to listening to the next two.
You like getting the experience of not being...
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Well, you know, the Gem City Comic Con will be interesting to listen to. I mean, because it'll be kind of like listening to people describe, I don't know...
Monkeys throwing feces? What are you
to doing? A blind person, yeah. I have no idea what's going on.
It's
going
to be interesting to experience it without you.
Yeah. But I'm excited, you know.
I'm sure those twins will be there.
I've been really talking about how, like, Mike is, you know, going to be at my table.
Representing you. He's going to have sketches, right?
I'll have sketches. Mike will have,
sketches for sale.
Yes.
I will draw awesome stick man for people for $1.
I think you should really offer to write haikus. Reporter.
Soliloquies. Let's get really technical about it now.
Haikus would not take as long, Mike.
I know. It was a joke. That's why I said get more. Never mind.
You keep joking, buddy.
Hey, yeah. That's it.
That's 15 minutes. That's
15
of,
minutes of us blabbing on about.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll come back to say our couple minute goodbye. Probably only be 5 minutes.
Okay.
Maybe a minute. We're back. Oh, we're not back. We're leaving.
What are we doing?
I don't know. I'm on my lavender.
We're back from the back, baby.
Take a break.
We'll be back.
What happens when you visit the most attractive website on the planet? You get Pritchlapped. Pritchlapped.com, the online home of attractive game comic artist Chris Pritchard. It's attractive.
Why, thank you.
Hey, we're kind of back.
Kind of back?
They never left. Yeah, well, you know, kind of did. But we didn't.
Hey, can I add one more thing in real quick? And then I'll swear to God I'll be done. that with the Green Lantern stuff. hang on.
Lay it on me, Mike.
There's a Laura Flees book coming out, and Scott Collins is drawing it in. Yeah, I love Scott Collins, so I'm actually looking really forward to that. And Keith Gibbon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you got an Annihilation team up.
Who's drawing it?
Scott Collins.
Collins.
Who's writing it?
Keith Gibbon.
What was the other person you said?
Scott Collins?
Scott Collins?
Laura Flees.
Who's that?
That's
the character. The Orange Lantern.
Oh, I don't know about this.
He was it's
a cartoon like 3 episodes ago.
You read Blackest Night, so you know who Laura Flees is.
Do you remember who he picked as his champion?
No.
Lex Luthor.
Okay. Yeah, that was awesome.
I know.
Anyway, so I'm done.
So, Green Lantern.
How's that guy justify his own book?
What's that?
How's that guy justify his own book?
A lot of people.
It's pages of him wanting things.
It's
I want a page 3. I want a page 4.
I got it. I want a page 5.
I got it too.
I want an advertisement.
Look, shoes. Larpy wants shoes.
Mike Adams on Facebook. Mike Adams on Twitter.
God.
The final podcast.
Well, I had a lot of fun doing this episode.
Have you?
Yeah. Started off depressing.
And then kind of fun.
I'm more depressed now than when we talked about us dying.
Why is that?
Because you're not drawing.
I quit comics. The big announcement. I want to save it for the end. Give you guys something to talk about.
Let's give them something to... Anyways.
No, so anyhow.
BruceWayneus.com.
Justin Watson's art for what remains. So I shared that down.
Whose wife do you need to talk to get your mojo back?
Nothing. I just don't want to do,
This is a disaster.
All right, so, we're going to say, we're saying our goodbyes now?
Yeah.
Okay. Goodbye.
Okay, let go.
Alrighty.
Bye.
I woke up, wished that I was dead, with an aching in my head. I lay motionless in bed. The night is here, and the day is gone. and the world spins mad.